But I've been hustling for a long time. My mom made sure we hustled, baby. We was hustling at a young age. I used to, you know, we used to sell waters on 87.
Oh, that's what's up.
We used to sell waters. We used to sell Snickers at the post office. And, you know, mm-hmm. My mama made sure we was going, she didn't have a lot, but she was going to make sure that we understand the principles of, you know, being independent, having your own money. So she never took nothing from us, but I always saved my money. You know, at the end of the summer, I had a whole bunch, well, what I thought was a whole bunch of money at the time, you know. But yeah, and I used to like doing it. It was like my thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, you know, she had to ask me, I'm up at 7. That's what, you got my waters, ma? Okay. You got
Let's
my snow cone?
We're
getting this snow cone. We're going to the 71st to the, you know, candy store to get that candy, mm-hmm. you know. Then you learn how to add real quick. You buy a box of.
Good with
box of turtles, you know, when the turtles was really popping back in the day, box of turtles, box of Snickers, 36 in the pack, $10, you know, you make your $36, regroup, come back, invest your money. So, you know, it taught me a lot of things when I was younger, you know, how to save, how to reinvest in yourself, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Life. I'm Bo Harris, and I'm here with Ms. Robin Petty. And she is an entrepreneur who owns multiple smoothie shops. And I brought her here so we can speak life into her business. She can tell us about her journey. So let me introduce you all to Ms. Robin Petty. How you doing, Robin?
Hey, how are you? I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you came. So for those who don't know you, let's talk about who Robin is right now.
Well, I am, you know, a mother. I'm a business owner. I grew up in Chicago on the South Side. Shout out to the South Side. You know, I'm a project. I'm a product of the projects. You know, I grew up in the projects. Augel Gardens in the hundreds, if anybody know about mm-hmm. Augel Gardens.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I just grew up a regular kid. But we definitely lived through some of the struggles of life and, you know, wanting to, you know, just do something different. So, you know, that's just me. Mother, have two kids, you know, that I love. But basically just, you know, having multiple businesses. I own several smoothie bars located inside of LA Fitnesses. And I do real estate. So I got a couple houses that I flip and everything. So, you know, that's a little bit about myself.
Getting to the money.
I'm trying to get to the money.
Yeah, I like that.
I want the money to get to me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So what made you want to get, we're going to talk about real estate, but I met you through the smoothie bar. So let's talk about that first, then we're going to backtrack a little bit. So
okay. What
got you into the smoothie sector and just open up a smoothie bar? What made you want to do that?
You know, I've always been an athlete, but, you know, I'm not the healthiest person, but I'm very educated on health. And I do take health seriously. So that kind of was a soft introduction. I had a friend. She wanted to open a smoothie bar. She wanted to be my business partner.
Okay.
And at first, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, it's tricky mixing friends and business, you know. So
yeah,
I just was like, nah. But she wound up starting it up with somebody else. She just kept sending me the gross sales every day. I'm looking at it. You know, I'm like, okay. Then she just kept doing it for weeks. So I'm like, okay. This is consistent, buddy coming in. And I'm like, you know what? You know, sometimes you just have to see something. Like, I'm a seer. Like, if I see something, it's, you know, I don't usually step into something without knowing. Like, okay, I don't like taking, you know, it's good to take faith, a leap of faith. But mm-hmm. for me, when it comes to finances, you know.
You ain't finna play with
I'm
money.
I'm not gonna play with my money in that way at all. So I'm like, okay. She kept sending it to me. I'm like, okay, this is, man, you doing good. You know, I kind of feel like I should have gone ahead and did it with you. But, you know, that time passed on. But I'm like, she gave me the sauce, told me what to do. And I did it. You know, I did it. I was persistent. I went over there. I trained. You know, work for free, did whatever, you know, whatever
That's
I needed to
up.
Do
That's
to learn a business. And, you know, now I have my own and, you know, got locations and everything. Everything is going well.
I mean, locations.
I got three locations. So, yeah.
All in LA Fitnesses?
They all in LA Fitnesses. Yeah.
Well, which ones? We all in the Chicago area. Let people know.
Well, I have Lansing, Mount Prospect. I have Evanston. So, you know, yeah, those are locations.
So you went to your friend that when you missed the business opportunity and you went and worked for free to learn because she was still, you know what I'm saying, it was all good. What made you not, because I hear situations where people have friendships and business and if things don't work out, it goes sour real quick. What made sure that y'all maintained y'all friendship throughout, you know what I'm saying, you're not taking that opportunity?
You know, I mean, me and her, we both very much alike when it comes to business.
Okay.
There's no hard feelings in business. I mean, we... That's why I don't mix business and family. I don't mix business and friends because, you know, I got to treat them separately and I have different relationships. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to, you know, she know business opportunity, you know, I said no. Somebody else, I guess one of her friends said, you know. So it wasn't, you know, it really wasn't no hard feelings. We had a really good friendship beforehand. So, you know, we both know each other.
Yeah, I'm glad that worked out.
There's no hard feelings. I'm still call you. We still going to talk. We still going to hang, you know, so.
It's good to hear another side of the story because usually I hear the negative. And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, man. I be hearing it all the time. Man, I had a bad business deal and, me and homie grew up since we was knee high and we did a business and now we ain't friends. I hear it all the time, so it's good to hear
I mean, it can happen. It does happen. I mean, it just didn't happen to us. Me and her, we think alike when it comes to business.
That's good.
We're very serious about, you know, money and making money and, you know, we have very similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, we both come from the struggle, so we know what a dollar's worth.
Yeah. So why, Evanston, you said Mount Prospect?
Yeah.
Why Evanston and Mount Prospect?
Well, I was more familiar with Evanston because my father said it's from Evanston.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people in Evanston. I know I have a good relationship with ETHS. So Evanston Township High School, like most of my family went there. So
it's a huge school too.
You know, plus Northwestern is there.
Facts.
Make no mistake.
Facts.
You know, you can get them contracts. We got a couple contracts. Shout out to Northwestern. We got a couple contracts with Northwestern. You know, the athletics teams and some of the other teams and programs, you know, giving them smoothies every week and everything. So, you know, I thought that was a, you know, a really good money-making
opportunity. Yeah.
So, not necessarily the gym itself, you know, the gym is good, but you want to get the business outside the gym. The community support is important as well. So
it's still a business within the community. So
absolutely.
I get it. That makes a lot of sense. That's pretty cool. I was just sitting there thinking like, wow, Northwestern. I didn't even think about the college right out there.
Yeah, you got to think about Northwestern.
Yeah,
that's a big school. That's a big school. And then when like they have games, the other teams order too, you know.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, you know, they order, the other team order, you know. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you can't miss out on that. That's, you know.
So what got you into this entrepreneur spirit and this hustling spirit that you got?
But I've been hustling for a long time. My mom made sure we hustled, baby. We was hustling at a young age. I used to, you know, we used to sell waters on 87.
Oh, that's what's up.
We used to sell waters. We used to sell Snickers at the post office. And, you know, my mama made sure we was going, she didn't have a lot, but she was going to make sure that we understand the principles of, you know, being independent, having your own money. So she never took nothing from us, but I always saved my money. You know, at the end of the summer, I had a whole bunch, well, what I thought was a whole bunch of money at the time, you know. But yeah, I used to like doing it. It was like my thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, you know, she didn't have to ask me. I'm up at 7. Let's, what, you got my waters, ma? Okay. You got
Let's
my snow
get to
cone? We're getting this snow cone. We're going to the 71st to the, you know, candy store to get that candy, mm-hmm. You know. Then you learn how to add real quick. You buy a box of.
Good with
box of turtles, you know, when the turtles was really popping back in the day, box of turtles, box of Snickers, 36 in the pack, $10, you know, you make your $36, regroup, come back, invest your money. So, you know, it taught me a lot of things when I was younger, you know, how to save, how to reinvest in yourself, mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's good that you got that too. I hear a lot of parents starting to get into that now with raising their kids or teaching them just some type of financial literacy, some type of hustle because they get so caught up in everything else, but it's good. Did you teach your kids the same thing?
Well, my kids is 3 and 8 months.
Okay,
but,
no, okay.
But, you
okay.
know, I mean, I had them later on and like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I planned on it, you know,
dope.
Stuff ain't coming from, you know, you gotta work for stuff, you know, you can't just, we don't, you know, even the wealthy parents, they kids work for stuff.
For
you
sure,
know?
For
they
sure.
don't just get hand. I know people think that, but they don't.
Yeah,
you still got to work hard. You know, you really got to you got to put that work in, and we that's what we need to teach our kids. That's important.
It's important. I do the same thing with my kids. They know how to work all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? All of it. It's nothing that if they were here right now, if I need somebody to stand in or I'm out of town, they can most definitely run a show and be fine with it. You know, no issue. So
I'm
the same way. Yeah, I told my kids when they were young, like, everybody's a customer. If you got something, you know what I'm saying? You got something to say, don't be shy to speak. Speak confidently and make sure you present it so you can get what you need out of the situation. We were selling CDs, my wife's CDs, my CDs.
Man, was out here, those CDs killed back in the CDs, baby. Back in the day. Yes, love it. Yeah, but you gotta have some type of struggle. I mean, you have to go through the struggle. You have to learn. You have to grow. Not be afraid to get out there, because being an entrepreneur, people gonna tell you no.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. You gotta get some tough skin. I used to be out there, be like, no, thank you. You know, you sell a little stuff. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But somebody gonna let you say yes.
Exactly.
You know. Somebody gonna say yes, and somebody gonna give you a dollar. A lot of times they didn't want the candy; they gave me a dollar anyway.
Mm.
So I had extra
tips.
Tip, you know.
See you like him.
You know, so you know. And I taught my sister too. My sister, she used to go with me. My older sister, she wouldn't run no cellar though. She was just, you know, she was just there. You
observing.
Know? Yeah, she was just in the cut. Like, Robin, you gonna sell mine too? Yeah, I'm gonna sell yours too. You know, she wasn't with it, but she like it. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's pretty cool. So, did you grow up in a large family, or was it you and your older sister?
No, you know, I got a pretty decent sized family. You know, I got four other siblings.
Okay.
So five, including myself, it's five of us. I got three sisters and one brother. So it's four of us and one boy. We get him hell, so.
Yeah, I know about that situation. That's not my household is. I got three girls and one boy, so.
I mean, my brother, he the youngest, so, you know, he get all the special treatment, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
He get good treatment.
So how important is family to you and just moving how you move?
Family is very important to me. You know, that's my family. You know, I am the person, like, I ain't gonna say I'm the more successful person in my family, but I do have a lot of doors open just because of me. And then I always share with my sisters, with my brother, with my mom, with my dad. I've helped in some way, my friends, because I consider some of my friends my family too.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Like that, yeah.
You got friends like that, my friend up there. That's my family. You know? but yeah, you know, family is really important because it takes a village. You know, I have children. I have to ask my mother, my sister. You know, everybody got to pitch in and do something. When you're an entrepreneur and when you have multiple business and you have a lot going on, you have to depend on who else are you going
to
depend on?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
help in so many different ways. They don't have to be the person to make money and bring something, you know, but they're going to bring something to the table. They're going to show up, you know.
And you got to appreciate that. Appreciate those who help out.
You do. Yeah. I mean, you learn that as you grow. Like, at first when I started off, I'm like, okay, man, what's up, y'all? We got to make this money, you know. But then you figure out other ways that people can contribute to your life. It's not all about just money.
So was that a real challenge for you when you saw people not supporting you the way you wanted to be supported, and having all the ambition and the drive?
It wasn't really like I saw them not supporting the way I wanted to. I thought that at first, but that was in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that wasn't the way they were supposed to support me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people support the way they can support.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily the way you want them to support. So, you know, they support on that. Now that I have kids and stuff, I really see the support. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I really do. Like, before I had kids, so it wasn't really, you know, I'm like, dang, what's up, man? But now I see the support because they can offer, which that's, to me, hands down, the best support.
Shout out to the babysitter. Shout out to
Okay. So now it's, you know, it's even more so important to me. And it probably just wasn't my time at that point. Now that I'm doing this and I got so much stuff going on, it's my time, you know. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of the other things you have going on, what made you get into real estate?
Man, I just saw opportunity. I had a surplus of money. And I want to, you know, I like to invest in different stuff. I'm trying to, you know, I got Bitcoin and, you know, I do like stocks and stuff like that. Crypto, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man, Chuck, what kind of, okay, what you, what's going on with you in crypto?
I mean, I got some stuff. I be dippling and dabbling in some things, you know. I got, you know, Litecoin and... I got a little bit of crypto.
Couple altcoins. I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm just learning into it.
And I'm still trying to, you know, I'm still trying to do it. But when Bitcoin dropped to 29,000, like when the market crashed and all of that stuff, you know, I went on it and took a leap of faith. I'm like, let me go ahead and
invest. So you was real good when it went to 60. You was smelling real hard, weren't you? Hey,
when it went to 60, I thought I was rich. I'm okay. I done made it. Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But, but I knew, you know, I just said, let me go ahead and invest in this because I don't think it's going to drop to 29 anymore.
I feel you. It's getting down there now. It's like at 38, I think, I saw earlier.
Yeah, I hope it get back down. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah, if it go back down some more, I'm on the same page as you.
I'm going to have to go ahead and take everything.
Because it's going back up.
Yeah, it's going to go back up because it's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, and I've seen a lot of governments want to support her at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Making it so that we're having it more accessible to buy products with and everything. Not even in just other countries, but in this country as well. It's a couple of states integrating that into their policies and whatnot, man. So that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Everybody using it. I know Discover, they just finna start letting people make payments and all this. That's exciting.
Yeah. Cause I want to get the nonprofit we have, we're trying to get donations in Bitcoin, like period. Like, get cash, we'll take that. It's an opportunity where they can do stocks as well. But if they can invest, you know what I'm saying, donate some cryptocurrency, some Bitcoin, that'd be what's up. So we just trying to make all them options available at the moment. Hurt those away.
So I got that, you know, I did that. And then, I always said, and people always laugh, I'd be like, what you just looking at that money logging in every day for? Logging into your bank account, 20,000 still there. Logging in the next day, the 20K still there.
Yeah.
You know, take that money and invest in something. Do something that you know what I'm saying? Make it work for you.
That's what it's all about. That money can still make
some
money.
Because, you know, they're going to take the money. I don't know if people know this, but you put your money in the bank. The bank uses your money and gets interest off your money. And then when you get it, you know, then they give you your money back. And you ain't made nothing.
But
0.01% on whatever you put in there.
Yeah.
So take your money, invest your money. You know, so I decided, you know, I'm like, okay, let me just take this money out the bank. I'm just going to invest and give me some property. So I got me some properties on the south side. You know, renovating, flipping, you know, started off like that. It's going good. So,
how long have you been doing that?
Man, like 2 years.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. It is in more than one way.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, just because of the pandemic, you know, it's hard to find good work really for people that want to work and, you know, do construction and stuff like that. You know, everybody want to be laid back because of the pandemic. You got all this stuff going on. All this free money out here. So,
Yeah, a lot of folks didn't take advantage of that, but, you know, that's on them. But it is, I know a few friends of mine that got into real estate over the pandemic, and I see how it's just going.
It definitely has its good, because it's definitely a seller's market right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a house on 91st. I just was like, let me just see what it's going to do. You know, sold it. It was in contract. The next day, I had to move. I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. I gotta go.
You played around,
and
now you gotta go.
Yeah, now I gotta go. I'm like, it's on the contract. What you mean, girl? You know, so it's a seller's market out here, guys. Okay, get you some real estate, sell it. You probably don't even gotta fix it up. You can sell it as it is.
You can
get more. Get a little something more than what you paid for. So, but yeah, I just said I'm gonna invest my money. I'm gonna do something else, you know. And I want to flip property. I'm not a good landlord, so I ain't want to get rentals. But yeah, I know investing. You know, I had a person was telling me about that. Get some property, you know, flip it.
Get the return on investment and keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and but whatever it is, do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you have some extra money in the bank, man. Do it.
Don't leave it sitting there.
Wise words.
Let that money work for you. You know, work for the money. So now it's time to let the money work for you.
Let it work for you.
I did. So what you think about Airbnb? Since you're in the real estate. What do you think about that?
You know what? It's funny that you said that, because one of my friends, she has some contracts. So this is what I've been really thinking. Like, okay, should I do this or should I not do this? But she has some corporate housing contracts.
Okay. So, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, she in Springfield, which is a good place to have it because, you know, that's the capital.
Exactly.
A lot of Congress people come there and they need a little property or whatever, you know, and, you know, you fix it up or whatever. You furnish it, not fix it up, but furnish the property and then you... You know,
not like that.
Rent it out,
lease it out like that. Yeah.
Lease it out, or you know, I think that I would rather do the corporate housing.
I agree. I feel the same
way. I don't know about the Airbnb, you know,
I feel
but I would rather do corporate housing.
See, I didn't know that it was a process where you can only get like corporate contracts. I thought that all went to like through a process, something similar to Airbnb, but kind of like the same way since Airbnb is growing so much. You know what I'm saying? But That's the way I would like to do it as well.
Yeah.
Corporate housing.
I mean,
just get somebody want to be in there for a couple months and they out. And get the next person. They
exactly.
in for a quarter.
And man, she making a killing. I mean, woo. You know, she's making a killing. So I'm like,
very
I might go ahead and do that, you know. Get a couple of those and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Springfield. See, I was thinking Indiana. I had the idea while I was driving through Indiana, and like you see a lot of factories being built on all these highways. So I'm always thinking,
yeah,
you have factories, and now you got corporate people that's regional, or you know what
that's
I'm saying,
true.
People that are there for a week or two to put out new product or something. They need somewhere to stay. And 9 out of 10, the hotels are, you know what I'm saying, just thumbs down at this moment. Ain't nobody really trying to stay in a hotel. So if you have a property that's available for those companies, then they'll take advantage. So yeah, you just pretty much just confirm what I was thinking. So.
And not only that, you it's the nurses industry. You know what I'm saying?
For sure,
you know, you got
sure.
these hospitals. They hiring people from all over the country to come and help with COVID and stuff like that. So you know, they need places for people to live.
Yeah.
For the time being, so you can get contracts with actual hospitals. You know. So you know, that's another thing. You know, I'm thinking about it all. I just be running
learn
through my
something
mind,
new every
you know?
Day. See, that's what this podcast
running
is about.
Through my
learn
mind,
something new every day.
Mind. So you know, you just gotta. It's a lot of different ways that you can make money in it right now. You know, but corporate housing, I think that's the way to go.
I agree.
It's easy. It's you know, painless.
You ain't gotta worry about nobody messing up your stuff because then the company's liable, and
own,
you can sue them.
Hello.
They don't want that smoke.
So, yeah, exactly. And it's all in the business. So, you know, you do everything under the business and move on.
For sure. Yeah. Like that, Robin. Okay. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, speaking on that. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so spoke about the real estate. We spoke about the smoothies. You said you were an athlete. And I wasn't going to brush over that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
because
God.
that's all ties yes, into the past and where you was from. Me and Robert, we talk. See, I'm a consumer of smoothies products, man. She got a bomb on the PB&J smoothie. We tried, she got a bomb on the smoothie bowl too.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was going to speak on the other drink you want me to make.
Oh, yes. Man, once we get that locked down, then we'll talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We still got some experiment to do with that.
Yes.
It's still a hit, though. There's no doubt about it. It's still a hit. And I think she's going to shut down a lot of other people. Because we not only are we like supporting black businesses and keeping our money circulating within our community, but if we are aware of the products that people are serving and where they're at, then I think it provides more of an opportunity for us to flourish and be in that financial point where we want to be at as a community, instead of worrying about why somebody else has more than us and all the opportunities allowed. All we got to do is just support. All it takes is that action, going out, knowing where it's at and supporting. Everything else to take care of itself, because these people are at business and these owners of businesses aren't. They're not dumb. They're intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a lot of work to go into starting a business, especially if you're providing not only just services, but products and inventory and books. And if they got multiple locations, that takes a lot of work. And people need to understand that. And once you see that, it's just like supporting your homie or supporting somebody that's you support a kid that's going for state. Or in a basketball situation, you'll be there for every game and whatnot. It's the same thing for us, man. And as entrepreneurs. So make sure y'all support. So I just want to say that. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell that rant.
No.
Yeah, that's just
absolutely. Please support.
Indeed. So, athlete. I remember I was asking you all the time, like, you hoop? I think I asked you like 4 times. You kept telling me it's volleyball. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 6 feet tall. You know, the first thing people think is that I play basketball. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I could have played basketball, but it was a lot. It was too much pressure. I think everybody was just trying to put me in the basketball. Yeah, basketball, basketball, basketball. I was like, uh-uh, I want that.
Yeah.
The spike.
You want to hit people.
Yeah, I want the spike. But I did volleyball. I love volleyball. I did volleyball. I did soccer. Obviously, cross-country track. I love those things, you know. Soccer, I was the goalie, you know, so...
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What high school?
I went to John Hope for 2 years, and then I went to Thornton for 2 years. So.
Okay. Shout out to the Wildcats.
Yeah, Wildcats. Yeah.
Shout out to the Wildcats.
But yeah, I did. That was, you know, my little... I could have did it in college, but, you know, I didn't. I went to Northern. Shout out to Northern. But I went to Northern, and I was like, got lazy. Yeah. You know, I didn't want to.
Northern can do that, though. I ain't going to do that. I don't like Northern. I can't go out to Northern. I'm not even. Northern is cool for all those who go there. You know what I'm saying? If y'all have a good time, I just can't be out there in DeKalb. Had a good time in DeKalb.
Never
had a good time in DeKalb. Ever.
But you went there multiple times.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when you when it's like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. It's one of those type of situations. Going out there with everybody else who having a good time.
That's
true. It didn't pan out.
The cab either make you or break you. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, so I'm good on the cab.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm glad you had a good time.
I'm alumni, so I'm a, you know, we'll go ahead and rep NIU a little bit.
That's what's up. So let's talk about, we know about the past, we know about the present, so let's talk about the future. So in any of these sectors that you are in, what's your goal for this year, if you don't mind sharing?
Man, my goal is, okay, I got a 2 properties I want to finish, you know. I got to, you know, get those together for before the end of the year. Well, it's still, you know, it's still,
still early.
Fresh. Yeah, it's still fresh, February. 2022. Yeah. Still fresh. But yeah, that's one of my goals. Another one of my goals, I want to open another smoothie bar. So,
really?
You know, yeah.
Check you out. Right? You got a location already?
Well, I got Matt some. You know, I got my eye on Matt some a little bit. So, hopefully that plays out.
I mean, you going hard this year. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the more you can get, you know, if you can get it, go ahead and get it while you're young. I want to retire at 40, so
I hear you.
You know, I'm 33, got a couple more years, you know, but I do want to retire at 40, so I'd rather, you know, get it all in now. Work as hard as I can work, and, you know, by 40 I can relax, I can raise my kids appropriately, you know, I don't have to, you know, not that there's anything wrong with working real hard and raising your kids, but, you know, if you have the opportunity to not do that, you can do that, you know.
Take advantage of that
and, you know, move forward. But yeah, that's my goal for this year. I just want to open another smoothie bar. I want to finish these properties and possibly get some new properties. They do have properties on sale right now. If anybody want to, you know, Cook County website, they got a lot of bidding going on.
I saw that.
A lot of bidding going on. So, you know, anybody got some extra funds we talked about, go ahead and get you some property.
Yeah, go ahead and look at that website. It's what's the Cook County treasurer?
Yeah.
I was looking at that the other day.
Properties right now. So, I was looking it up
the other day. It came across on my, I'll be looking at articles all the time, so boom, clicked on it.
Yeah, they
right
got a lot
it.
Of sales going on for real cheap.
All over Cook County,
everywhere. Yeah, so, yeah, probably get some more property this year. You know, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so on the year side, let's go a little further because you said you already had plans for when you're 40 and you're retiring. So
yeah,
at 40, you plan to retire.
Yeah.
But what other goals do you have in the future? Because I want you to run this back and see what, you know what I'm saying, check your checklist to see where you at with it.
Yeah, you know, I definitely need that reminder.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. It's good for that.
Yeah, I want to retire at 40. I also, you know, going back to the year, I want to start our podcast. I'll talk to you about
that. Yeah, for sure.
You know, me and my bestie, we're going to start us a podcast too. Got a lot to say. But yeah, that's another thing that I want to do within a year. Moving on to 5 years, you know, I want to open a few more businesses. I want to start a non-for-profit. I want to go back to school, get my doctorate. So, Yeah, I mean, I just want to create a stable environment for my family. You know, that's pretty much my end goal.
I understand.
That's what I would like to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Well, Miss Petty, what we do here at Speak Life is we get to know you. We get to understand who you are, what your journey is. And then you tell us your goals. And then what we do is we speak life into your business.
Okay.
So, you know, when it's two or more, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the president, we agreeing on it. Then that shall it be. You spoke it already into existence.
Absolutely.
So all I'm saying is I agree on that. And I pray that God allows you to see this, sustain it, and enjoy it. Because what you want is for your family to be comfortable, you to retire, you to have all these wonderful accolades and businesses just thriving. Mm-hmm. So we just pray that you see it, and we pray that everything works out in your favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, for sure. Well,
this has been, received that.
You know what, Robin? One thing that I did notice, though, we didn't even say the name of the smoothie bar, and I apologize for that. You know what I'm saying? So tell
you
them.
Surely didn't,
you
surely
did. So tell them the name of your smoothie bar, and then where can they find you on social media?
Well, the name of my smoothie bar is Fruitful Delight Smoothie and Juice Bar. Lansing, Mount Prospect.
Tell them about
Evanston.
It.
Evanston.
Tell them about it.
You can visit any of those three locations. Come get a smoothie. Come talk to me. I'm in Lansing all the time, so come talk to me. I'm on social media, Fruitful Delight Smoothie Bar on Instagram and on Facebook. So, yeah.
All right, so y'all follow Fruitful Delight Smoothie and Juice Bar.
That's right.
All right, cool. I'm sorry for messing that up.
No, it's okay.
All right, cool.
You're so funny.
Y'all make sure y'all check her out. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook and pull up to all three of those locations. And like I say, it's great product. Great, just, man, delicious smoothies.
Yes, we got 9 different smoothie options, 7 cold pressed juices, smoothie bowls, bread big sandwiches, tuna wraps, everything. So come through.
Come through. Thank you, Robin, again for joining us on Speak Life. And this has been another episode. Till next time, y'all. Later on.
All right. Thank you.